Horse racing season underway in Minnesota. That means Canterbury Park is open and running its session for the spring and the summer and into the fall. And the track announcer is the very famous Paul Allen. PA, good to see you.
What's up there, Grimmer? I don't know if I would say very famous. Maybe working with the Vikings for a couple of decades nationally, maybe worldwide speaking. There are people who actually take time to know my name, but I never would call myself very famous.
Well, before we get into the session and some of the new bets and some of the cool things, Canterbury is really the reason you're here. I mean, the voice of the Vikings isn't the voice of the Vikings, if not for the horse track, right?
Well stated. It was 1995. Canterbury Downs was a racetrack that opened in the mid-80s, run by a company called Ladbroke, which is a London betting establishment. And emphasis on the word broke, the track was mismanaged and closed in 1993, 94-ish. So the Sampson family, God rest the soul of Kurt Sampson, the main owner who died last summer, his son Randy and Dale Shenian from St. Paul, they bought the track and subsequently all of the land. So then it opened in 95. They found me calling races in San Francisco and brought me here. So for 5 years, 93 to 98, I would call races in San Francisco, either at Bay Meadows or Golden Gate Fields, for about 6.5 months, and then cross the Great Divide and come to Shakopee and call races at Canterbury, and in between fill in for an announcer named Chris Katulak, who had to leave early for Louisiana Downs in Bossier City, Louisiana, so I'd be in Grand Island, Nebraska at Fauner Park for 5 weeks in between. And I did that gypsy thing for 5 years. No regrets. Learned a lot.
And here you are, very famous. I'm still going to go with that. Hey, horse racing season underway. It's a busy time for you. Take us through the schedule. Some new nights, right, this year? And people want to come out. What days and nights? And
but, Grimmer, you're right. I mean, if there is no, and I didn't answer it, if there is no Canterbury, there is no KFA in 9 to noon, there is no opportunity to call Vikings football. So thank you for bringing that up. That's cool. We race Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 5 p.m. Sundays at 1. Sunday at 1 is Family Day. It's Pepsi Family Day, and that plays into our identity, owned by the Sampson family and the Shenian family. That's one of the first things, coming from more of a hardened, equity-based, long-standing horse racing circuit like the Bay Area, San Francisco, or when I wrote for the Pasadena Star News and USA Today, 88 to 93, covering horse racing in the Los Angeles area. I mean, those markets would start with Dr. Fager, Seattle Slough, Affirmed Alidar, Secretariat, Spectacular Bid, and so on. Well, that's not the case here. So I get here, and, you know, there are 10, 15,000 people, pretty much every card. They're all betting a grand total of $40 on the whole day, and it's all to show, which I abhor. They're spreading out of blankets and mashing our food and beverage.
Yeah.
And then going home to Sunday night dinner or church. And, like, that was so new to me when I got here in the mid-90s, you know, because I'm used to jockey Russell Bays or Chris McCarron, Lafitte Pink Eye Jr., or Gary Stevens getting MF'd at the scale after they just lost on an even money favorite.
Right.
So at Family Day at 1 o'clock on Sundays, that is our identity, where there are unbelievably cool things to do for the kids with pony rides and face painting and stuff like that. But Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 5, you know, that's adult beverages are flowing, bands on every Thursday night, $5 admission every Wednesday night, and Saturdays, you know, that's unto its own. So CanterburyPark.com to get the info.
And there's some new bets, right? At least one I know of.
Well, it's not a new bet, but what the philosophy behind it is new, and I appreciate you bringing this up. It's for the majority of people listening now, again, not in a horse racing equity state. I'm not going to bore the listeners and go super far down the road on, like, comparisons, but first race of the day, we offer what's called a pick four. It's called the post-time pick four. Yet you have to hit the winners of races 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's only a 50-cent bet. So if you use one horse, like I got Michael in the first, Grimm in the second, Vox in the third, win a pie on it. win a pie on it or for it?
For it.
Yeah, win a pie for it in the fourth. If you just use one of those horses each race, that's 50 cents. So you can use as many or as few in each race. But what makes it different is our rake, how we run a business and make money. It's called takeout, is only 10%. The average takeout on pick fours at tracks around the country is about 18, 19%, up to 23 to 27. So we are taking an organizational stand off a very good year we had last year. The pandemic, for all of its negativity, what was serendipitous to us in 2020 with no fans is we raced Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 4:30, and big bettors around the country who never pay attention to us were like, oh, they have a nice turf course. Oh, they have big fields. Oh, I've heard of that jockey. Oh, wait, the announcer calls Vikings games. Yeah. Oh, this is a beautiful kind of racetrack. And they stuck with us. So that really helped us last year. And we're going to capitalize on it this year by giving an opportunity to the fans with that post-time pick four, races 1 to 4, only a 10% takeout. That means more money comes back to the fans. We take a little bit of a hit if fans don't bet it. But so far through a few days, they're betting it nicely.
Fun. Sounds real fun and can be a big payoff. A couple of other quick things. You mentioned when you first got to town, it was just after the track, in essence, went broke. It seems to be really doing well right now. I noticed, the connection with the casino now is going on, 10 years?
Right.
Which helped. And then, two, it seems like the interest is there. There's more Minnesota-bred horses. And,
yeah.
I mean, it seems to be thriving out there.
Yeah, very, very observant of you. I'm not going to say that we're thriving. I don't know if we are capable of thriving as a family-run company. It's like, say you got zero as your even point, and then you made a dollar or you lost a dollar. For many, many years, we never were a losing track. And 2020, I believe we were with the shutdowns, but a lot of people were too, losing with their businesses. But we always have been a plus a dollar, mm-hmm. plus $2, plus $2.50, plus $3. We're never the entity, CPHC is the stock. We're never the entity that's like, oh my God, Canterbury Park made $29 million. It's never like that. Family-run company in a non-horse racing equity type state, it's impossible to crush. Our pact with the Shakopee, Midwaukee, and Sioux, this is the final year. And moving forward, I can't say that there will be another deal. I can't say there won't, but I can't say there will. Mm-hmm. We need them more than they need us. They know it. What led to that deal in the first place where they came to us and they were like, here's $100 million. You can use 70 on purses and 30 for your big, beautiful infield TV and stuff like that. I have no idea where that's going to go, but it is super, super, super key to the future of racing in Minnesota. Just remember I said that. We do okay. We have fun. You can tell we're having fun in a game where there's betting, so people are going to be sour nationwide because they're going to lose. And yet they see with myself, Kevin Gorg, Jeff Madej, Angela Herman, formerly Brian Aragone, we just have a lot of fun with what we do, and I think it resonates.
Last one for you, and it's kind of a sidebar, because we listen to you do the Vikings, and you, maybe more than me with the Gophers, I want the Gophers to win, you want the Vikings to win, you really wear your emotions on the sleeve, which is great. Like, we can tune in and know if things are going well or bad within 5 seconds. You're also a horse owner.
Hmm.
How is calling a race when your horse that you own is in it?
Great question.
And is there a comparison there? Which I think is so cool.
Yeah, great question. I don't actually own one now that is racing. Former Vikings coach Mike Zimmer, his son Adam, and our former trainer Eric Sugarman, we have a 1.5-year-old whose dad is named Not This Time. And Not This Time was a really good horse back in the day. I don't want to bore your listeners, but we got lucky here. Is when we bred a mare we owned, Gina Baby, who ran in Canterbury, to Not This Time, the stud fee was $10,000. Now, that was 2 years ago. Well, the stud fee for Not This Time now is $75,000, and it's growing. So Zimmer, who has the majority ownership, he's actually getting a fair amount of people trying to find his number and calls because people want to buy this son of Not This Time. And, Mike has more money than all of us combined times 10.
Right.
So I'm like, if we're in this thing for $10,000 plus what we've paid over a year and change, and you got people offering $500,000 simply because the dad's the hottest thing in the world and we're not selling and I got 20% of this. Are you kidding me? Zim, $100,000 to me, maybe $10,000 to you, but let's at least think about it. So that's my life in horse racing now. Calling races with a horse that I own in it, I don't like. I do not enjoy it. It's like I mean, I've called 400-some-odd Vikings games, let's say 33,000 horse races over 30 years, about 30,000, and I've done radio shows on KFAN since 98, so 25-ish years. And calling a race with a horse I own in it, along with last summer I did four chapels at the Canterbury Park Chapel. It's now on Tuesday nights, but it was Monday night last year. First time that I had shared the Word of God, shared the Bible with 70-ish people there. And I think you'll appreciate this because your life's predicated on microphone work. It's the most daunting, harrowing, hard microphone work I've ever done in my life. Maybe it's God designing it in my heart to be like, you know, I constructed you this way and put you in this state, and you have no college education, and you auditioned for all these jobs, and I got them for you for this moment of your life. Maybe it's – so it's not supposed to be easy, Paul. Maybe that's the message, and I'm doing them again this summer. But doing those chapels last summer and calling races with a horse I own in it, those are – I can't explain it. They're the most daunting microphone-related things I've ever done in my life.
Well, I think it is a good calling. There's no question about that.
Thank
so
you.
Enjoy the summer.
God bless you, bud.
Canterbury.
You want to call a race? You want to call a race at Canterbury this summer?
I don't think so.
Why don't you come on out and watch me? Bring your wife. Bring family or whatever.
Okay.
I'll get you a table, some comp meals, and you can think about it. And then come on up and watch what I do.
Yeah.
And then I think it would be really cool for either Minnesota News Network or his bits on the power trip on KFAN or whatever, but I think you should try. I think you'd have a good time in it, Michael.
We may be on to something.
That's my boy.
Or as our guy Common Man says, we may be on something. But either way, yeah. All right, let's try it.
See you, brother.
All right, thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.